morning, Hampton Inn.
Were you sleeping?
No, I am in the kitchen.
Just because you're working the graveyard shift doesn't mean you can take a nap.
No, ma'am, I don't sleep. I don't have time to sleep. I am in the kitchen making fresh coffee.
No, you sound like I just woke you up, like I startled you.
No, you're trying to discredit me.
No, I wouldn't.
That is unacceptable.
I wouldn't take it that far. No, I don't really care about your reputation.
My reputation, don't worry about it.
I don't care about it. That's why I'm saying to tell me I'm discrediting you. That's a far cry from the truth.
You're trying to discredit me.
Maybe I'm trying to
I am a hard worker and I am the best in the capital district.
What it sounds like is you have a big head. And
I have big head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the best.
I am the best in capital district, you like it or not.
I don't like it at all.
I am in the kitchen. If you believe it, believe it.
I'm going to discredit you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Because it's malice involved. When there is malice involved with some people, hate mongers, they discredit anybody.
Well, I don't feel very malicious right now, but...
No, you are very malicious.
No, I'm really...
Obviously, if you discredit me...
You were sleeping.
No, I wasn't.
You're just a lazy sleeper.
I have no motive to lie to you.
Reporting to your supervisor.
I have no motive to lie to you. And I have...
Yeah, you do. There's a one...
I have no fear from you or anybody in this crazy, insane world. I have fear from God only.
You only...
I want you to listen carefully to that.
I don't want to hear anything about Allah right now, okay?
No, you got to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard what you said, but here's the thing. You're sleeping.
Me. I am not going to accept it, and I fight it.
Okay, well, you do have something to fear, and that's that I might tell your boss that you're sleeping.
No, I don't have anything to fear. I have fear from God. I don't have fear from you or anybody else.
What if I tell God you're sleeping?
No, I am not.
I'm going to tell God that you were sleeping.
No, God knows I wasn't sleeping. I was in the kitchen.
I'm going to discredit you with God.
Now, what can I do for you?
Why were you sleeping?
That is none of your business.
See, now you're telling me you were sleeping. You're finally able to be honest about the whole thing.
None of your business if I am sleeping or not.
I was thinking that I might tell your boss that you're a sleeper.
Oh, well, go ahead. Tell my boss, even tell God I was asleep.
Okay, I will do that. I'm going to discredit you in the newspaper. I'm going to take out an ad, a full-page ad about you.
Good. And I'm going to run for office if you do that.
You're going to get a transfer to the office?
No, I'm going to run for office. If you run one page ad in the paper, I'm going to run for office.
You are so full of yourself. You are not the best sleeper. There are lots of people that sleep better than you.
I am the best auditor in the capital district. Yeah. When you work with me, you will know I am the best. And I don't sleep on my shift.
You sleep at work and you're full of yourself. You probably have a drug problem.
If you catch me, I'm sleeping, I bet.
You're a bitch? If I catch you sleeping, you're my bitch?
What can I... No.
Is that what you said?
I bet. When you go to Saratoga, you bet on horses.
Yeah, that's good. Make a reference. I don't understand you when you're just repeating yourself.
Vegas, you bet on things.
Yeah, that's good.
I said, if I bet on that.
So you bet that I'll tell on you?
No.
Would you bring some coffee to my room?
Which room are you in?
You're not going to be mad at me for discrediting you, are you?
No.
219. Are you gonna bring coffee to me?
No.
No? You're not my bitch?
You come down here, you get your coffee.
We're gonna have some words when I come down there.
I have fresh coffee in the lobby. I just made it. You come down here, get your coffee.
Do I have to tip you?
No, I don't do that.
Because God doesn't allow that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Why am I so funny to you?
You're funny.
Would you watch my comedy show on HBO?
No.
Because I said those bad things about you, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Can we start over?
No.
No? How do you even know? Maybe I'll meet you tomorrow.
Where?
At the front desk? Or in the kitchen? And you won't know who I am, and I'll say, hello, you're a good worker.
Oh, okay, we have here, catch me at my desk, okay, one close.
Are you reading a scripture to me?
No, this is catch me at my desk. So you fill this out to me, and that would be nice.
Okay, my husband and I both want some coffee in our room, right away.
Yeah.
And I'll tip you.
We have coffee. Okay. I don't need the front desk. I have coffee at the front desk. We have coffee here in each room.
Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hello, this is... Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Yes, this is David. I'm calling from the front desk.
From the front desk?
That's correct.
Where?
Hampton Inn.
Hampton Inn,
which one? I'm sorry,
sir? Which Hampton Inn?
We're in Albany.
Oh, okay. We're in Albany.
You want our address?
Yeah.
10 Elinsky Drive in Albany, New York, 12205.
Oh, okay. I am at the front desk.
Okay, is there a problem, sir? Can I help you?
How come you are at the front desk?
I'm sorry, sir. How come?
How come, yeah.
I work here.
You work where?
Hampton Inn.
In Albany?
In Albany.
10 Elinsky Drive?
I'm sorry, sir?
10 Elinsky Drive?
Yes.
Okay, I never... Did I meet you before?
I believe so. I'm not exactly familiar with your name, though.
Yeah, where do you work? Which department?
I'm in reservations.
Okay.
I believe you were just speaking with a guest, and we were monitoring this call. And we basically found your conduct a little, you know, outlandish.
No, I don't like anybody to say I was sleeping.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. The way you spoke with that lady was not you know, that doesn't sit well.
She said I was sleeping.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, you can't speak to the guests that way.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, sir, you can't speak to the guests that way.
What that way?
You were yelling at that lady, and you were screaming and using profanity?
No, I'm not screaming.
You were talking about Jesus and God?
No, that is my voice.
That's not... No, you were talking about Jesus and God, and we don't allow any of that here. I don't know why you were talking to the lady like that.
Why you don't allow it? You put it on the coins, you put it on the dollar, you put it on the money...
No, not here at Hampton Inn. We don't have our own money here.
You haven't got me trust.
I'm sorry. As an employee of this corporation, I think you would know that you can't speak to your guests like that.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, sir. You can't you can't speak to the guests like that.
Nobody has told us.
Sir, you spoke to that lady and you brought up Jesus and God and you were yelling at her. Sir, you cannot do that here.
No, that's my voice.
I'm sorry, sir. I know. I heard the phone call. We were monitoring it. You were yelling at her.
Who cares? I don't care about.
Well, we're quality control. We have to monitor the phone calls.
Monitor as you wish.
I'm sorry, sir.
What you want now?
Well, I'm calling to tell you that you can't speak to the guests that way.